We worship together on Wednesday, January 17, 2024, with a reverent heart before God the Father. This will be the third time the parable of the hidden treasure and the pearl of a great price. I'd like to read it in Matthew chapter 13, verse 44-46. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in the field, which a man found and hid, and from joy over it he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking the fine pearls, and often finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. This is God's word. In the past, in order to possess God's treasure that is heaven, we had to lay down is everything we owned, my old self, before the cross of the Lord. There is also something we shouldn't miss here. This is the opportunity and the process of discovering treasures and the great value pearls. The process of discovering the hidden treasure was completely unexpected. But in the parable of the pearl of great price, the discovery was not accidental. The pearl merchant went in search of the pearls of great price. Clearly, a pearl merchant was a man who made a profit by buying and selling ordinary pearls. But in his heart, he worked hard to possess an absolutely perfect pearl one day. As you see in Matthew chapter 13, verse 45-46. I'd like to read one more time. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking fine pearls, and upon finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Great value here means the very precious, extremely valuable. His joy would be greater than that of someone who accidentally found a hidden treasure. Hidden treasure is a plural, but the pearl of a great price is a singular, meaning that he has found the one and only pearl of a great price. Whenever he saw pearls or heard rumors of good pearls here or there, he would run with all his pearls. When he finally found a pearl of great value, he would sell all his pearls and his highly valued possession in order to obtain it. In this way, pearls is presented the highest values of heaven. Why were pearls so the highest valuable in the ancient societies? Gold, silver, and most other precious stones must be artificially processed. Gold or silver needs to be melted, refined, and cleaned to remove the dross and make it pure gold or silver. The same goes for the other gemstones. They need to be squeezed, polished, and cut before they can become jewelry. But a pearl is already a finished product. Although many pearls are now artificially cultured, they no longer require human hands or processing. They are already perfect. So for us, the kingdom of heaven is like the parable of the sower, or the parable of the tares, or the parable of the ribbon. Is about growth and development and change, but for God is already finished, is completed. In other words, the kingdom of heaven within us must grow to the point where the kingdom of God has already been established. Through the word and the practice of faith, belief and knowledge become one, and we grow up to the measure of Jesus' stature. When this body leaves this world, we will dwell in the kingdom of the Lord, the perfect kingdom of the God. We are not talking about whether a hidden treasure or perfect pearl or great price has a higher value. Whether it's hidden treasure or pearl of great price is the same heaven for all of us. However, in the search for heaven, some people come to church by chance and find Christ by surprise, like someone who finds a hidden treasure. The words of the gospel are accepted without any hesitation. Simply put, such a person can be said to have stumbled upon Christ without any effort. But for God, it is inevitable that the person will believe in God. On the other hand, the pearl merchant who seeks a pearl of a great value searches for the truth for a very long time and suffers all kinds of hardship in order to come to the truth of Christ. Words befitting such a man. I'd like to give you Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. For these are the ones who ask until it was given, who seek until it is found, and who knock until the door is opened. Faith is believing in Jesus Christ as He is and accepting Him by grace, but it also demands that we be active in asking, seeking, and knocking. Even if we receive Jesus by accident, we must not neglect to ask, seek, and knock until we reach the full measure of the Lord. How many times have you been like a poor merchant, trying to know God's will and providence? Are you living your faith blindly, falling into the formula of being in the Jesus and heaven, and thinking that somehow God will take you to heaven? Excuse me. Does everyone who habitually goes to church go to heaven? No. You must seek God wholeheartedly to find Him. According to the Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart, with all your heart. All of the scripture in the New Testament are a constant warning to the church, to the believer. It tells us to watch, to be ready, to pray, and it warns us over and over again that there are times when our faith is lost, when our faith and conscience are broken, when we betray God and leave the church. Have we truly found Jesus Christ? And if so, have we given up all the worldly things in our life for Him? Have we given up our old selves, our old ideas, our old habit? That is what the Lord is asking us in this parable today. He is asking us if we, like a lost wife, are still looking back at the world and holding on to the past. We are familiar with the rich young ruler, the young man, who met the Lord after a long search for eternal life. I'd like to read Mark chapter 10, verse 17 and 21 to 22. Mark chapter 10, verse 17, 21 to 22. I'd like to read 17. And as he was setting out on a journey, a man ran up to him and kneeled before him and began asking him, "Good teachers, what shall I do to inherit eternal life. Verse 21 to 22. And looking at him, Jesus felt a love for him and said to him, one thing you lack, go and sell all your possess and give to the poor, and you shall have a treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. But at these words, his face fell, and he went away grieved, for he was one who owned much properties. He missed the opportunity for eternal life, to possess the Lord of heaven, because of material things. He failed to make a decision between eternal life and material things. We must make a decision. Choices do not happen without decision. Without making a decision, Jesus, the kingdom of heaven, cannot come into our midst. Without making a decision, there is always something to worry about. You will keep measuring, calculating, and comparing. Then we cannot buy the fields where the treasure is hidden, the pearl of a great price. We also have to give up. Making a choice means to give up something. The world and the kingdom of heaven can never coexist. Jesus talked to us from the Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. No one can serve two masters, for either he will have the one and love the other, or he will hold to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and Mammon. And also Timothy talked to us, but those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a snare and many foolish and harmful desires which plunge man into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all sort of evil, and some by longing for it have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many a pang. There is no choice but to give up. But for those who give up, there is true freedom in Jesus. When I say in my wedding vows that I have chosen the one woman I love, it means I have given up all the other women on earth. When I choose a man, I turn my eyes away from all the other men on earth. Of course, there may be women who are more beautiful and intelligent. Men who are richer, handsome, doesn't cause trouble, and more capable in all things. But when I give up everything for this one woman, for this one man, it is a true covenant with one another. It's the same with the faith. We must joyfully give up everything but Jesus, whether it's fame, knowledge, money, or anything else. The world has convinced us will make us happy. We must seize the last chance we have today. If I miss out on a pearl of a great price today, I won't get another chance. This is the kind of urgency we must have. We must risk our lives. Let's look at the Matthew chapter 10, verse 39. He who has found his life shall lose it, and he who has lost his life for my sake shall find it. Amen. Now is the time for grace, the day of salvation. Do not miss this day. For the Lord says, today you will be with me in a paradise. There is only today. Tomorrow is too late, because tomorrow's life is not ours. James talk about the, from the James chapter 4, verse 13 to 14. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we shall go to such and such a city and spend a year there and engage in business and make a profit. Verse 14. Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Think about that. How many of us live under the illusion that we will live forever? When we make the decision and surrender to the God who has given us the opportunity, we can make this pearl of great price our own. Amen. Let us pray. We thank you for providing us with the food of life today. We believe that the Father will somehow give grace to those who hear the word and listen to eternal life and lead them to the Father. We also believe that heaven will be open and promised to those who seek eternal and true truth. However, we realize about through the today's word that just because we have found eternal heaven does not end there, but that we must diligently abandon our old selves, follow Jesus, and grow into new peoples as the Father's sons. Father, please take pity on us and allow us to always humbly touch our heart with your word every day. Make us all holy people who live for your glory and will. We pray every word and prayed honestly in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'd like to give you advertisement. The first one, we pray that we'll always make sure that our heart, mind, and body are living in accordance with the word every day in order to fulfill the Father's will every day. Amen. The second, the Father who completed the construction of the temple has allowed 2024 to fill this Father's house with us. We want to become the first church that fulfills the Father's will through faith and actions. Amen. I'd like to conclude the service with the benedictions. Now, I'm a bowed-down person who wants to know and take advantage of the grace of our Savior Jesus Christ, the overcoming love of God the Father, and the touching and the influence of the Holy Spirit, which is extremely good in all things, like those who found heaven today, and rejoice and give up all that they had. Let us be together on the heads of the saint on our church, our family, our workplace, and our business from now on and forever. Amen.